house for sale. I'm moving out, I'm moving on. This bird has flown. House for sale. I'll tell you where to redirect my mail.
And you redirect your mail to Cleve Gaddis, King of Atlanta Real Estate. Welcome, Cleve.
Good morning, Larry. I've missed you the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you were in down in Savannah at a convention last week.
Yeah, I was actually in St. Louis.
Oh, St.
And,
Louis.
Normally when I travel, I still make time for the radio show, but in this particular case, I had to be speaking to a group of realtors in St. Louis about the same time I was supposed to be on the show, so it just wouldn't work.
Yeah, we could have called you there while you were speaking, and you could have we could have shared part of your speech with the people on the air. We hadn't thought of that one.
We could have bored all of your listeners all at the same time.
Well, I'm sure that's not true. Our little 10-minute, 15-minute segment here seems to interest a lot of my listeners here that are tuning in for the classic rock and roll jukebox and all the stuff we do here. And it seems like our real estate conversations fit right in for a lot of folks. So who knows? Eclectic.
Well, I always love the opportunity to be on the show. And do you mind if we start out with something very important this morning? Because
no.
This could affect really almost everybody listening.
Yeah, I've got some questions about it. I've got your notes, so go ahead.
Well, good. Back in 2015, the three credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, reached a settlement with the New York Attorney General regarding the way they keep accurate records. And it was really because a lot of the records were inaccurate in people's credit bureaus. And then in March of 2017, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, that's the bureau that's designed to protect us as consumers from the big banks and credit reporting companies and things like that, issued a directive saying that you could not, or the credit bureaus could not, have a tax lien or a judgment in an individual's credit file unless that tax lien or that judgment contained important identifying information on the consumer, including their full name, their address, their social security number, and their date of birth. Now, the issue here, Larry, is that most of that information is typically not on tax liens, and it's also not on judgments. So the majority of tax liens and judgments in people's files in the United States should have dropped off starting July 1st, and that can make a big, big difference in someone's credit score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess what you're saying is that they didn't.
That's exactly right. So they would hurt someone's credit score. So they say, and I forget who did the study, but they say that the average person's credit score should be affected to the tune of about 40 points. And the issue is, let's say your name was Cleveland Gaddis. Now, the odds are you're not going to have any erroneous tax liens or other documents recorded against you if your name is Cleveland Gaddis, because there's probably only one in the state of Georgia.
Right.
If your name, however, is Larry Larson, you're probably not the only one.
And if I lived in Minnesota, there would be thousands.
So you get the Larry Larson from Minneapolis, who gets a lien recorded against him when it's actually the Larry Larson from St. Paul, and they weren't able to go through and straighten it all out because sometimes they didn't have enough identifying information on the lien to make sure they knew whose it was. So I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, well, it sounds like a joke just to get people's credit scores up. I said, no, because I think in a lot of cases, people had erroneous records in their credit file, and it forced their credit score down. And a little difference, Larry, 40 points does not sound like a lot.
No,
on
it's
a scale
a lot.
Of, you know, 0 to 50. But when you think about it, if your credit score was 590 and it went up to 630, well, then you could qualify for a mortgage. At 590, you can. At 600, you can.
Sure.
And then every 20 points, so like at 620, you would qualify to get a gift on a conventional loan. At 640, your rates would get better. At 660 and 680 and 700 and 720. And then 740 would be sort of the creme de la creme. You would qualify for the best rates in today's world. So 40 points can make a huge difference. So my recommendation is, if you're listening and you had a credit score challenge 3 or 4 months ago that kept you from getting a loan or a mortgage or something like that, you might want to take a closer look at your credit score today, because it might very well have changed if you had some tax or some public records that were causing problems with your credit score.
Okay, I've got a couple of questions for you.
Please.
Related. Questions I've been wanting to ask for some time, and you're just the man to answer them, I think.
Okay.
Why in God's name on this earth do we have three credit reporting places, TransUnion, Equifax, Experian, and when you go for a loan, whatever, you have no control over who or what, which credit service they check. So you come back, you check your credit rating on Equifax, it's like 840. You come back on TransUnion, it's 820. You go to Experian, so it just depends on which company, and then there's the FICO score. What the heck is that? And, you know, what is this that we have to have three reporting services, and why aren't they the same?
Larry, I think originally it was because each one of those services serviced a different area of the country. Now, don't quote me on this.
All right.
If you're out there listening to us and it turns out to be the wrong answer, call us in and tell us. But what's happened is, as you know, as technology grows, the world gets smaller and smaller. And you're right. Really, what happens in a lot of cases is they'll check all three of your credit scores. And the Larry, the only explanation I can give you is that all three of those companies can independently make money selling that data to people who want to buy it. Therefore, they all stay in existence.
Go ahead.
I could give you a better answer.
Well, they go ahead. They go ahead and they say, and check all three of your credit scores. I mean, you know, and then the thing, and then what's wonderful is I'm with Bank America, so I get a regular FICO score report. Now, is that a combination of all three of those?
No. So you get a FICO based on each individual credit report. So you get one based on your Experian, based on your TransUnion, based on your Equifax. And Fair Isaacs Incorporation is just a company that wrote the algorithm that takes the amount of outstanding debt you have and your on-time payments and your length of credit, and they sort of put an algorithm together that spits out a credit risk score, with the lower the score being the higher the risk of you defaulting on a loan payment.
Yeah. So I've been going for a perfect FICO score, and I'm very, very close to getting that. I'm just throwing that out there. And so that is not a combination of the three. It's another whole thing. Is that?
Yeah. It's the same algorithm that's applied to each one of your credit files. So, for example, I have a line of credit on a piece of investment property that is only reported to Equifax, and it's because it's from a local bank here in Atlanta. So my credit score on Equifax is always a little bit different than it is on the other two.
Right. So your FICO score, then, is only the Equifax?
No, so I would have a FICO with Equifax, I would have a FICO with TransUnion, and I would have a FICO with Experian.
So I'm guessing what Bank America does is they're averaging those, and that's what they're giving me on my app.
Well, my guess is they're probably just giving you one, because they probably don't want to have to buy the data from all three.
Okay.
That's just my guess.
Okay, there you go. Thank you for
Larry,
that.
Listen, this is one segment where I've ended the segment more confused than I started.
Well, this credit reporting stuff is just a, you know, it's I think it's a scam, but that's just my feeling about this is having three of these things, and you never know what's being checked and what isn't being checked, and you have no control.
Think about this, though. You think it's a scam, but you're shooting for a perfect score.
Yeah, because I'm that kind of a person. I'm competitive.
No, because you know it influences your borrowing power.
Oh, sure.
And you look at it as sort of a rating of your financial stability.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's leave this confusing quagmire of information. Thank you for the bit that we can all kind of cherish, however, and that's the fact that you should check and make sure that the tax lien, that you're not getting dinged for the tax lien of somebody by the same name that you have.
That's right. Can I tell everybody how to find me?
Yeah, please do.
Real quick, hey, on Sundays at noon and Tuesdays at 2, I host the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on News Talk 1160, AM 1690, sister station. And then every Tuesday, you can hear me here with Larry at 9:30 a.m. You can also reach me by phone, 770-497-0000. It doesn't matter where you are or if your question is big or small, we always want to help you. 770-497-0000.
Okay, and we've spent a little time in the quagmire of credit scores. Let's go to something that's a little more clear cut. Tips for making your home show its best when you're selling.
So we get this question all the time, and the first tip I have to give you if you're a potential seller is you need to look at your property through an independent lens. And sometimes, Larry, for example, if you were selling your home, you're not really capable of looking at it through an independent lens because it's where you live, it's who you are. And you need to probably have a third party come in and help you so that they're looking at it without any particular thoughts or feelings in mind or in place already. Ready as they start the process. Then you want to start at the curb. You want to start outside. You want to make sure that your shrubbery, anything you have planted in the home, is smaller versus larger, because anything in front of a home that's smaller makes the house look newer. Sometimes we'll have people even sort of butcher their shrubs in the front of the house, and they can't believe that they're having to butcher the shrubs. But what a difference it makes in terms of how new the home looks.
Is that right? I never thought of that.
Well, if you get a home, Larry, and you have these huge bushes growing up in the corner of the house that are as tall as the house, that just screams 1980s. Yeah.
But you're talking about, so when you're talking about, I mean, I'm not going to get rid of my hedge that goes right up to below my my picture window in my house, because that's a great asset.
Ideally, if you have a hedge that goes just over to the bottom of the window, that's where they need to go anyway.
Yeah.
But in a lot of homes, Larry, they'll have hedges that'll go halfway up the window, so they'll cover up the whole bottom pane.
Yeah,
and you don't want that.
That's very interesting. What else?
Review each room with a critical eye. Less is more. Straight lines are important, and clean. So if you have a bottom line across, you know, a windowsill, for example, having someone be able to see that and have a table that's just below it instead of just above it, and all kinds of things like lamps that might mess up the line. So less is more, and straight lines. You want it to be like a hotel. You know, you go into a hotel, Larry, and you certainly don't feel overwhelmed or extra excited by the room. You feel nice and calm. That's the way you want your typical room in a home you're trying to sell to be. Less is more. And then the last thing is cleaning the home, making sure it smells clean, smells good, looks good. You know, clean and smelling good is probably just as important as looking good.
Right. Right. I always think, too, about what you said about looking under rugs and your dining room table. I've told that to a number of people about checking under those beautiful oriental rugs. That are
and Larry, it's just not the rugs, but it's the pictures on the wall. Anything. It's bookshelves that might not be attached to the wall that could be removable. I mean, you need to look under, behind, above anything that you can't just see naturally, because you certainly don't want to get any surprises when the seller removes all that and takes it with them to the next house, and you're left with the plywood in the center of the beautiful hardwood floors in the dining room.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Are you talking about the realtor's eye coming in and doing that, or are you suggesting to people that they have a designer come in and do what you're talking about? It be that third eye. Are you saying that if I'm selling my house, I should get Cleve Gaddis and his professional people to come in and look at my house, or are you suggesting a designer to come in and look at my house?
Sometimes it's both. Okay. So in our case, I have a lot of staging training, and I can help people with all of the big things, with the big ideas. But then also I have a certified stager on my staff who will come in after, who will help with all of the little things, the little finishing touches. Unfortunately, I'm a man, which means I can't. I very rarely can find the peanut butter in the pantry. So sometimes I miss things when I'm looking for things. And so Ann Daniels, who's been on my staff for 11 years, comes in and does the final staging.
Just another reason, folks, to go with Cleve Gaddis if you're looking to buy a house or sell your house in this market. Cleve can offer you all the services that you need to put your house on display in the best possible way. And Cleve, thank you. We're out of time for today, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Larry.
All right. In the meantime, we got Billy Joel. He's moving out. And he called Cleve, so he's getting a really nice house up in upstate New York.